From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. California's power grid operators calling for voluntary conservation of electricity as high heat grips the state. The California Independent System Operator has issued a flex alert from 3 o'clock through 10 o'clock tonight due to an expected increase in electricity demand, primarily from use of air conditioning. Late afternoon and early evening is when the grid is most stressed and solar power production falls. The heat's being produced by a ridge of high pressure extending from California into Alaska. In mid-August, a heat wave strained the grid to the point that the operator ordered utilities to implement rolling blackouts. Firefighters are warily watching for violent winds expected in wine country today that could fan the flames of the Glass Fire. It's already destroyed more than 140 homes and is threatening thousands more in Calistoga. More fire crews and equipment were deployed overnight in and around the town of 5,000 people in the hills of Napa County after a forecast called for strong winds amid extreme heat and low humidity. At least 2,000 firefighters are now battling the blaze in Napa and Sonoma counties. Governor Gavin Newsom has vetoed a bill that would have guaranteed most laid-off hospitality workers would be first in line to get their jobs back once those industries begin rehiring. When Newsom ordered people to stay home because of the coronavirus, California's airports, hotels, event centers, and janitorial services had to lay off many of their low-wage, mostly Latino workers. The bill would have required the companies to offer those workers their jobs back once they begin rehiring. Newsom said yesterday that the bill is too broad and too onerous on employers. The bill had been a priority for the state's powerful labor unions. Governor Newsom has also vetoed a bill that would have made ethnic studies a California high school graduation requirement, citing controversy over the model curriculum. Assemblyman Jose Medina, a fellow Democrat, criticized the veto of his bill yesterday as a failure to push back against President Donald Trump. Newsom said he supports the ethnic studies concept, but cited ongoing discussions and revisions on what should be included in the classes. The bill would have required high schools to provide ethnic studies starting in the 2025-26 school year and would have made ethnic studies a high school graduation requirement starting in the 2029-30 school year. And Governor Newsom has signed a law requiring hundreds of California-based corporations to have directors from racial or gender minorities on their boards. The diversity bill signed yesterday is the first of its kind in the nation. The measure cited statistics showing few of the 662 public corporations headquartered in California had blacks or Latinos on their boards. In signing the measure, Newsom said it was a crucial part of fighting racial injustice by giving minorities corporate power or, quote, seats at the table, unquote. California already has a law requiring corporations to have at least one female director on their boards. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.